Hi, I'm Ann Rogers, and with me is my friend, Sprightly Pool.
Not just friend. Co-worker, assistant, confidant, Sprightly Pool here.
Now, I have something amazing to tell you. I'll start from the beginning. Back in 1941 through 1944, I had a radio show on NBC called Hot Copy. And when I was doing that, I was a newspaper reporter and a syndicated columnist. Now, just in case you don't know, hot copy is a phrase that is used by newspaper reporters when they write a story that is breaking news, especially big news. And that is why our show was called what it was called. So there were definitely some wild adventures.
She's not kidding when she's talking about those wild adventures. I tell you, we've been in danger more times than I can count. Everything from crazy killers to tracking down Nazi spies, we ended up in some situations that were downright terrifying.
So true, Sprightly. But near the end of 1944, our show was canceled due to some conflicting points of view with the sponsor.
It was too dark and unladylike, apparently.
Well, what we're doing now is taking all those stories and bringing them back to life, adapted from the original scripts.
That's a feat in itself, as nearly all the old audio is gone. So we're starting out fresh with some amazing voice actors. In fact, really fresh. Because, believe it or not, somehow, we haven't aged a day.
Yes, it's true. Our new show is called Hot Copy Radio Theater.
Listen, download, and subscribe to Hot Copy Radio Theater on Apple Podcasts and probably every other podcast platform that you can shake a stick at.
New episodes on the 10th of each month.
Hey, everybody, welcome to After Dark Rye. I almost said the other one. The No Holds Barred, No Nothing podcast where we talk about Pokemon and hurt the ones we love.
Baby. And baby, we love everyone.
We love everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
God, is that you?
It's me.
It's God. She speaks. At long last.
Finally.
My name, as always, it was Brett. And, So, it was me, and I totally forgot how this show works, and I was supposed to do this part first. And Charmander, one of those evil overlord chairs that swivel around as though to like chuckle at the mirror, just like that YouTube, as she like smashes against her microphone.
I move it out of the way every time, and every time I'm like,
he wheeled it around and just looked at me with a gaze, just evil amusement, I would say, like, haha, you've come this far, but now you done fucked up. And he, for some reason, he had a cat in his lap that he stroked meticulously.
Wow.
And then the cat,
wow,
went because he got because haha, joke's on him. I started the show anyway, and I left all of this in. And he slammed his fist on the armrest, and the cat went meow, and he said, "I'll get you next time." Because he's Dr. Clawmander. Hey, everybody, welcome to Pokemon After Dark Rye. I already did that part. My name's Brett. That one over there joining me today is not Gracie, it's Cody Mathis. Cody, say hi.
Hi.
Cody, thank you for joining me. Gracie, despite me constantly denying her time off request, decided to elope off to Las Vegas to what? For what? Marriage?
For love.
Love? Commitment? Bonding? whatever else other word you could fit in here. I can't believe she'd cheat on the show with her fiance.
I'm so and happy for her.
It hurts my feelings, though. But thank you for filling her tiny shoes. Not to say that her shoes aren't big, but I'm sure she has little teeny tiny feet, like little geisha feet. Like she.
Do you know that she has geisha feet?
I've seen them once.
Do you
find the one episode of YouTube where she showed them? I challenge
and they're
you.
Small.
She famously hates feet. They're feet. You know.
I also
they're...
famously hate feet, but.
This is a
ones.
Feet-friendly podcast, okay? So take your feet hate and walk it right out the door, because this is a show about Pokemon. last time we reacted to the Pokemon Presents, Cody, did you happen to watch any of that?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Exciting? I literally skipped forward through a bunch of shit, because I don't care about... what was it? Pokemon Concierge or whatever the hell.
Concierge? Which one was that one?
I don't remember. There's that, whatever that is.
I don't even remember that, and I watched the whole thing.
I don't remember if that's what it's called or not. I'm gonna...
Oh, that's the Netflix show, like the what looks like a claymation animated show.
Yeah.
I'm potentially interested.
No, I'm out. It's, and then look, I don't play Unite, and I don't play Masters.
Can I sell it on you real quick?
Play Cafe Mix, and I don't play...
We get it. You don't play Pokemon. Can I sell you on Concierge real quick?
You can try.
It's a Pokemon show that you can watch that does not have Ash Ketchum in it, probably.
That's not my limiting. That's not, like, what's stopping me from watching Pokemon.
You don't think that's interesting, like, in a vacuum, a Pokemon show without Ash? The only other thing that
Detective
did that,
Pikachu.
I was going to say, the only other thing that I can think of that is like that is Detective Pikachu, and it was great. So,
yeah. But that had Ryan Reynolds in it.
I don't have like a hatred for Ash or anything. I just, it's more of a curiosity. I want to see what direction Pokemon takes when Ash isn't involved.
Yeah.
So I'd be totally down for just like a side spinoff series from some of Ash's many compatriots, like May or Misty and Brock. Or shit, what's that guy's name that takes all the pictures? That guy.
I don't know. I haven't really watched the anime.
Anyway, I think you're not interested in what about Pokemon Sleep? That's kind of
like
the big one of the show. They spent like 80 hours on it.
Yeah, the two things that were mentioned that I was mildly interested in were Pokemon Sleep and of course the Scarlet Violet DLC.
My interest, we'll get to the DLC in a second, but my interest in Sleep is negative interest. It's more of a curiosity than anything else. Like, I can't sleep with things attached to my body.
Right.
And if I roll over and, like, there's that 17-inch long, like, disc I gotta sleep under, like if I touch it, if it touches my body, it's getting yeeted across the room.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not gonna do it, like, I'm not going to think about doing it. I'm just going to be like, there's something touching me. Get it off of me. If it's not a pillow or a blanket or a person, or a dog, or I just don't want it near me in bed.
My problem is that, like, so if I'm understanding correctly, you literally put it by your pillow, right? And then it, like, tracks your sleep somehow.
Yeah. In the video, they put it on the nightstand, technically.
What if you have a cat that sleeps right there? What if you have a dog that kicks around in the
your
middle of
statistics
night.
Are going to be bizarre.
What if you have more than one human in a bed? So, like, what if they're moving? Like, and that's it, not mine.
I assume it has a limited range and it's going to pick up whatever is closest to it, is my guess. But you bring up a great point, Cody, because they mentioned like different sleep patterns or whatever will help you collect different Pokemon, like Droopy Ear Pikachu or whatever the fuck, Snorlax or whatever. You found out a great way to cheat it. Like, just put it next to your dog while your dog's sleeping. Put it, and then you get, like, I don't know, a Poochyena.
Yeah.
Put it next to your cat while your cat's snoozing and get a meow, you know? Put it next to your granddad while he goes, wah, in his, like, you know, recliner chair.
Yeah.
Put it next to a long-lost loved one at the cemetery and see if it picks anything up. It's like,
that
wow, you're
dope.
You were dead asleep.
You'd be able here's, to...
Here's a cough egregious.
Yeah, here's a Frostlass because you put it next to something in winter. And then the other thing with that, I mean, like, I am about to actually go do a sleep study because I
am pretty sure I have sleep apnea, and I stop breathing a lot of, often when I'm sleeping. And so I don't know how that's going to be impacted by it.
It's definitely going to be interesting, right? Like how
I just had more questions. Like it would be great. It would be great if, because I'm considering getting an Apple Watch now that mm-hmm. I'm having these sleep issues. Because I was looking at Jeff's like Apple Watch stuff, and it
aren't those really massive cool. though? Like, to wear one of those in bed would be like just my. It'd feel like you're being like. For me, it would feel like a shackle on me. Like, I can't sleep with a watch on my wrist. I tried when I had a Fitbit. It didn't work out. Like, I end up waking up, and it's not on my I took it off in my sleep, and it's just somewhere. It just doesn't work. I'm sorry. Am I fucking boring you, Cody?
We're talking about sleep.
Oh, okay. You're right. Let's.
My brain is like.
That's a great idea for an episode when it comes out. We'll, after a dark ride, go to sleep, and it'll just be the nap time episode. It'll just be an hour of lullabies.
I mean, I do want to hear what.
You think I'm joking.
I do want to hear what I sound like when I'm sleeping. He won't record me.
I record.
He's like, "Oh, you snored so bad," and I'm like, "Proof! I need proof! I want to know."
I've recorded my partner, and because she doesn't understand the severity of her snores, and I played it for her. She's like, "That's not real," and I'm like, "No, that is real.
That is my everyday."
I mentioned this last episode. It sounds like if a plane crashed into a train, crashed into the ocean, but instead, if it was water, if it was just a bunch of like starving orphans screaming for mercy, like it's.
Why are starving orphans in the ocean?
I don't know. No, they replaced the water. It just the cacophony of chaos and misery is, yeah. Cacophony. And plus, I would not catch anything. I'm such a light sleeper that if I hear a board creak, I'm waking up. Like,
I've never heard it said cacophony. Cacophony.
What did I say?
You said cacophony.
Oh, what is the correct way to say it?
Cacophony.
Cacophony. Look, I were.
No, it's lovely.
That's
it's
the
great.
Next Pokemon. Cacophony.
It's great.
Cacophony.
Like, I did this. I did it for.
Cacophony.
Gosh, what was it? Oh, when I was younger, I was learning how to like. I learned how to say a lot of words just by reading them, and so then in class one time, I was like. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And Colonel Sanders. And they're like, Colonel Sanders? And I was like, it says Colonel. I don't know.
Colonel.
Colonel Sanders.
It's like,
so I'm interested in sleep.
Wow. Do you hear how hard the wind wind, the wind is outside? Wind wind. Never mind.
But I hope that I can like put my Apple Watch that I'm likely going to be getting for my birthday to put on sleep instead of that.
And what is your exact address again?
What?
Because you got that fancy expensive watch.
Oh.
And you'll be sleeping. Here's my thing. Here's another thing I want to throw at about regarding like the sleep thing. You need the Pokemon Go +++ for it to work, right?
I'm assuming because they mentioned that at the same time.
Like, as far as I can tell, it doesn't work without, I mean, maybe it does. Maybe you just turn the app on and leave it on while you sleep. Maybe it'll work that way, but
I'm sure we'll hear more.
The device itself is $55. That's a lot. That's almost a full video game in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not worth the price to me.
It's sleep free? Like, is the game...
It's an app, so I'm certain that it's free, but there's no shot that they don't have microtransactions at some point. Like, spend a couple bucks, get a couple extra sleep tokens, not the band, get a couple extra sleep tokens and increase your chance to, buy a sleep incense, attract more Pokemon in your sleep. Yeah, I don't care. It's just not an attractive part for me. The Scarlet and Violet DLC. What did you think?
Wait, I'm reading something. This is digitaltrends.com. Pokemon Sleep is a quote, Pokemon Sleep is a spinoff mobile game that allows players to interact with the world of Pokemon through sleep tracking. It's a gamified sleep tracking app that tosses players on a new island built around a sleeping Snorlax. Me. Professor Neroli tasks players with helping him research Pokemon sleeping habits. That's simply accomplished by leaving your phone next to your pillow while you sleep. The app will record and analyze sleep like any tracker. You can also use the upcoming Pokemon Go +++ companion device to help track your sleep, although it doesn't appear that the extra tool is necessary.
Okay, fantastic. By the way, let me just... That's me throwing my Scarlet and Violet transition in the trash. Yeah.
So yeah, the other thing that you can that they talked about in the direct was Scarlet and Violet and the DLCs.
Hang on, I'm marking in my book another tally down for jokes that didn't land. I'm filling up this booklet.
Okay.
You were saying?
Talking about landing, things that you can do is land in a new zone.
It's a okay, hold on. You need to start a notebook of failed transitions too. Cuz that wasn't good either.
I'm not going to do it. I don't need a book of my failures.
Speaking of books, I noticed that there's a book behind you about insects and you have it set up like you're the author, like you're about like you're hawking your guest appearance, you're hawking your book.
I know both of the authors of these two books.
Oh, fantastic.
This is Heather Holm.
Heather. Thanks for listening to the show, Heather. I'm sure.
Guide to Eastern North America Wasps.
And Heather, call in and let us know what your favorite wasp is.
The Social Wasps of North America by Chris Alice Katzer.
Chris, call us. Let us know how you're doing. We miss you.
Yeah.
Shot chances that they'll listen to this. You'll have to get in them DMs, Cody. We need we need two more listeners. Two more. Speaking of listeners, we do need, I think, five more patrons, and we'll reach our goal of me and Gracie releasing some Patreon only content where we'll be doing things like the One Chip Challenge and Death Nuts. And apparently there's this sea salt licorice that tastes like a desert and will completely ruin your life. Stuff like that. We're going to be doing episodes, doing those things, subjecting ourselves to torment. It's what we do good.
Okay.
Speaking of torment, Scarlet and Violet. Now that's a good transition.
Nailed it.
What did you think of that DLC? It looks like there's two parts of it. Past and future, kinda.
So first of all, I have to finish the game.
Oh, God, Cody, it's been it's been months since we did our Patreon only episodes featuring you.
I know, and I don't think I've played
since. Oh my goodness.
I have played Arceus though. And go, but it has been some months.
Wow, we're dedicated Pokemon fans here.
I mean, I'm dedicated to Pokemon. I'm just not dedicated to a time.
I understand. I'm just teasing you, Cody.
Yeah. So the first one being like a school visit to somewhere else. I mean,
they both kind of are, right? Like, because one, you're going to some kind of like festival.
Yeah,
thingy,
that's what I was saying. Yeah,
and the second one is like a exchange program where you're going to like another school that's out in the middle of the ocean.
Blueberry Academy,
which basically seems more like the prison where they held the Avengers after the events of Civil War than it does actual academy.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
I'm hilarious. I think the DLCs themselves look cool, but I'm not inclined to get them until I see gameplay first. I want to see quality of life improvements. I want to see some more stability in the game.
Where the frame rate at though.
Yeah. They did issue, like, since last episode I found out they did come out with a patch, and they did fix a bunch of bugs, but not necessarily all the bugs that you want. Like, I think It's Super Effective ran a poll, and, like, 47% of the people that reacted in that poll said that they couldn't tell the difference, which isn't a good, not a good
barometer. Because the bugs that they fixed were, like, if you're in a raid and your Azumarill does this one move, then the boss might gain health back or something like that. And then there was another one that was like, when you're in a raid, sometimes everyone just wipes. Like, it's just a wipe for no reason. Mm-hmm. Or like, if you save at the wrong time, you like something can happen. It's like all of these like really weird, really specific things.
But if you try to catch a Jigglypuff that's clipped through a wall of a cave and you fall through the world and you're just kind of screwed.
And see the curvature of the earth, and yeah, you're just screwed.
Uh-huh. You see the world turtle down there doing his thing. What'd you think of the new Pokemon?
You know me. I'm mad. There's not.
I'm mad. There's no bees. Fuck.
There's no bee Pokemon. I mean, they just have another pheasant and another monkey and another dog. And wouldn't you know it, another freaking turtle. Like, yeah. I'll give them Skull Kid. Skull Kid looks, that's like weird as hell. Sure.
I like Ogrepan a lot.
Looks weird as hell. So far. Looks super unique.
It looks like a Princess Mononoke spirit type Spirited Away looking dude with his mask. Like,
it kind of has the same vibes as the monkey that just
I was going to say, I hope it's not Grass Dark, because we literally just had a Grass Dark mythical last game. Zarud.
Yep, Zarud.
And who, by the way, I'm not a fan of Zarud or monkey Pokemon in general. But I do like Ogrepan. I don't like maybe Grass Fairy. Maybe it's not even, well, it's got to be grass, right? It literally has like grass leaves all over it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the design, like from a character design standpoint, I like it a lot. The other three you mentioned, the pheasant. The pheasant is just another bird. Let's be real. There's nothing particularly special about it, or, you know, just a bird. But it's the least offending of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Okie Doggy is an amazing name. Top tier, A+, ultra rank name. Love that name. The design, I feel like, doesn't... It looks like an anthropomorphic, like, cereal mascot. I could forgive it if it wasn't just the green is weird on it.
And it's so funny to me because I keep getting Ogrepan and the dog names mixed up because Okie Doggy looks like
Okie Doggy.
It looks like an ogre.
But he's very got it. I disagree. He's got like an ogre-ish type frame, but his head is very clearly a doggy. A doge. And then you got Monkey Dory. Is that what the other one? That is just horrible. I hate everything about its design. Everything about its design is horrible to me. It's got that terrible thing that Beartic has where it's got like the pubic tufts of hair in between its legs. Like, you didn't need to do that. Why did you put that random like patch of like pubic fur in between its legs? Just smooth it out.
It reminds me of that.
He looks stoned.
It does. The NFT monkey.
I don't know what you mean. Oh wait, yes I do. I know what you mean.
It reminds me of the NFT monkey.
Well, someone can purchase Monkey Dory, and hopefully nobody else gets one because nobody wants one. Although I'm just speaking for myself. I know there's plenty of people that are probably like, "Oh, Monkey Dory is the coolest thing I've ever seen." They're wrong, but they're allowed to have their wrong opinion. And then on the for the part two, you
no, you didn't. You skipped over Pheasantipity.
I mentioned the turkey bird. I just said it's an unoffending, just normal, like regular looking ass bird.
It's a pheasant.
It's a pheasant, sure, but it's just a bird Pokemon. Like, there's nothing about it says legendary or anything. But that could have just been like appearing in the wild in the main game, and I would just believe it was just a regular Pokemon. Same thing for the other two as well, no less. I know they all have like kind of like this motif with the like Monkey Dory's got the headband, and Okie Doggy's got the leash collar, and the pheasant's got some weird thing on its chest. But regardless, I don't like them. I don't think they're good. I think they're really bad. And of all the new Pokemon in the base game, I think they're like all the way at the bottom. I love like pretty much every new design of all the new Pokemon, but these ones are bad. Ogrepan, I think, is great. I think part two, they only announced one, right? It's the turtle.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but
Terrapin. Terrapagos, yeah. I love its design. I think it's great. I know you're not so psyched on turtles.
It's super cute. Like, I really do like it. Like, it reminds me of one of the turtles at the Wildlife Center that I give baths to every 3 months.
You heard it here first, folks. Cody bathes turtles. She admits it.
Yeah, because she gets algae. She's like stays in one spot. She just gets algae on her, so I have to clean
her. Hey, you get out. Hey, don't algae shame her.
I'm algae shaming her.
How dare you? The Terrapagos, I like, what are the odds that, like, when you fight it in the wild or whatever, like, to catch it, it's going to be like 10 stories tall, like the world turtle, but then when you catch it, it's going to be like 2 feet tall?
I mean, isn't that what happens with the turtles in... I am blanking.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Detective Pikachu. There's the turtle, the turtles that have, and then they're huge.
They became ninjas, correct? They were raised by rats.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Turtles.
But while you look that up, there's 100% chance that Terrapagos is the thing behind Area Zero
and all
the crystal madness. Torterra. What about Torterra?
In the Detective Pikachu movie, there's like Torterra Pokemon that are gigantic.
Yeah.
As big as mountains.
That's because they were from like the bad guys, like testing facility where they tested.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's a turtle that has a bunch of shit on his back.
How dare you? Torterra's A tier.
Also, let me remind you, the other day when I was yelling at you about fuck turtles and there's so many fucking turtles,
Torterra. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. The turtle prejudice continues, and the fact that I get yelled at. Yeah. Look, you leave Raphael, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Leonardo alone, okay? This turtle's behind Area Zero Crystal Madness, and you're going to have to put a stop to it somehow. This isn't what I was hoping for from the DLC. What I really wanted was, like, I wanted to actually go to Area Zero,
mm-hmm.
interact with the machine or whatever, and then go to the ancient past of the region, and the Paldea region, and look at the ancient world of what it looked like. Like, where did Screamtail come from? Where did I've already forgot all their stupid names. Roaring Moon. Like, I want to see them all in like the wild. Like, wouldn't that be cool to like see a jungle dense? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be the full region of Paldea. Maybe it's just like one section of Paldea has been retrofitted into a past version of itself. Mm-hmm. And you can go and check it out. And you'll get, you know, obviously more ancient versions of Pokemon, of course.
They're not going to do that because they need to have Legends Terrapagos.
Well, I was going to say, like, and then, of course, like, you get stuck in the past and you got to do some yada yada bullshit to
get Pokemon Legends.
To the present, and you catch the legendary Ogerpon and get sent back into the present. And then, like, for the Violet version of the DLC, I wanted to go into the future and I wanted to see, you know, Iron Treads and Iron Moth and Iron XYZ because they all start with iron. And, you know, that is a similar thing. I wanted to see what the Paldea region looked like in the future when everything's made of nothing but metal. Rodent on crack.
It's terrible. Metal is terrible.
Look, in the future, all will be metal. Phyrexia will rise again, folks.
You know what survives in metal environments?
My mom.
Cockroaches.
Hi, Mom. You're correct. And speaking of cockroaches, a new species of cockroach found in Singapore named after a Pokemon character. I wonder who it could be. It was named after Pheromosa, which is a cockroach Pokemon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The name of said cockroach is Noctocola Pheromosa, which I'm assuming has something to do with dark or night. Nocta? Right?
Mm.
I don't know what cola is in Latin.
Fond of night.
Fond of night. Ah. Fond of night Pheromosa. That's pretty nice. It was published in the Asia Pacific Entomology Journal on February 27th, marks the first time a cockroach from the genus Noctocola, which means found of the night in Latin, has been found here. I should have just kept on reading. Yeah, it's cool. I'm sure, like, I'm almost certain that other real-life animal discoveries have been named after Pokemon, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think Bulbasaur has one.
Yeah, and then there were lightning bugs. There were three lightning bugs from South America a couple years ago that were named after Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's definitely a thing that happens. You know, I'd love to discover a bee and name it after a Pokemon, but there are no Beep Pokemon.
So. You'll just have to name it after me then. Wow.
Oh, yeah, the end of this article actually says it. In 2021, three Australian beetles identified by their fiery colors were named after rare bird Pokemon or Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
I'm looking at them right now. Binburum Articuno, Binburum Moltres, and Binburum Zapdos. And they, come on, man, they just look like... Let's be clear. I'm a fan of beetles. I own a bunch of beetles. They're great pets. These beetles aren't quite remarkable. Moltres one is kind of neat looking. It's like yellow in the front half, and then it's like black on the back half. Mm-hmm. And the other two just look like standard ass beetles.
Mm-hmm.
The Chilicola Charizard is another animal. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's a bee.
What?
What's
the speed? What's the genus?
Chilicola Charizard is unable to breathe fire, but it only measures a measly 5 millimeters in length. Even so, this does not stop Canadian scientist Spencer Monckton from naming the bee after the dragon type Pokemon. This article doesn't know what it's talking about. After discovering it in the Andes mountain range in Chile while working on his master's project. Master's degree back in 2016. Chilicola. Good luck Googling that, because you're going to get a lot of just Charizard.
Oh, no. Chilicola. Okay, it's a colletid. That makes sense.
Stentorceps weedleye is a type of wasp from Botswana and Madagascar. Fitting. Aerodactylus scolopaceceps. Scolopaceceps.
The genus?
Aerodactylus scolopaceceps. Roamed the planet around 150 million years ago. Oh, yeah. It was discovered in Germany's Altmaltal Formation in 1850 by the renowned paleontologist Hermann von Meyer. Why do people invent words that I can't say? It should all be about me. First part of its name also means wind finger. That's what I meant to say. Thank you. Oh, and here's the one I was remembering. Bulbasaurus phylloxeron. Phylloxeron. Which, what is this? Dicynodont? It's an extinct animal. Just go with it.
Dicynodont? Herbivorous animals with a pair of tusks, hence their name, which means two dog tooth?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Aren't these an arc?
Probably. It's the dinosaur game.
Maybe I'm thinking of, well, it was. And before they started adding like crazy ass like robot dragons and fucking mythological creatures and shit.
Did they add bugs?
I'm almost certain. Well, they added like giant centipedes that are like the size of a fucking bus or whatever. It's not quite that big, but I mean, you kind of can say that.
It's not an insect.
You want to fight? Do you want to fight?
Because I wanted to talk about bugs, because the next news article is about how your Scarlet and Violet save is just going to be absolutely obliterated because of a bug.
Okay, go ahead.
Save files are being deleted.
Okay,
Players have lost hundreds of hours of gameplay. Anyone who owns a copy of Pokemon Scarlet or Violet for the Switch is currently at risk of losing their save file data.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, so scary. This is PCMag.com. Quote, as Eurogamer reports, a bug has been introduced to the game that will trigger save file deletions without any warning. A Reddit thread details how some players discovered their save data had been deleted after pairing the game with the Pokemon Go app to send a postcard. So this is something that happened after the presents. There was like capability of pairing Pokemon Go to Scarlet and Violet so that you can send postcards, and then based on what postcard you sent, you can like get the Vivian of that postcard.
Right. We talked about that a little bit last round. I think it's a great feature.
Yeah, and for then
people that are interested in it.
Apparently, like, you can, so if you have the Vivian, that's the modern one or whatever, and then if you had, so you have that one, and then if I had the, like, Archipelago one or something, and then Gracie got the Ocean one, and then we all played together, all three of those would be spawning.
Right. And I know that there was a lot of things on Reddit that were saying that, like, the bug was related to that, but I think they've kind of, by now, they've ruled that out, that that's not the case.
Yeah,
but,
I don't.
But because they, no one's able to really kind of tell for sure, maybe it's best you don't, you hold off for a
Yeah, because the other, so the other thing that this thing says is that other players are saying that their save data is disappearing after downloading the DLC.
Lystrosaurus, by the way, is what I was thinking of.
Oh.
L-Y. STRO.
Oh, on Ark.
Yeah. They're so cute. They're cute little things. You could pet them, and they're very, very adorable. I would die for one. I want one as a pet. In real life. Let's make it happen, Jeff Goldblum. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll figure this out. But
how to make a Lestrodon? Or a Lestrosaurus?
A Jeff Goldblum, yeah.
How to make a Jeff Goldblum?
No, I'm sure they'll figure out the save file thing. But until then, it is... We are not safe, and
no one is safe. I think you and I are safe.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna play the game.
No, I'm not either. Like, I don't give a shit about Walking Wake or Iron, whatever they called Verizon.
Verizon.
Iron Telecommunications Company. I like Verizon. Okay, it's fine. Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Wake is horrible. I hate everything about it. Like, it's got two tails, so it's a, what do you call that when an animal's born with too many, like, parts? It's a thing.
Polydactylism?
They don't live very long.
What are you talking about?
You know, like, when a snake is born with multiple heads?
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't separate in the womb.
It's just a mutation.
The mutation. So it's got two tails, but they also, like, they do this. Like, if you're watching on YouTube, they go, whoa.
Like, the polycephaly is something being born with two heads, but...
Its tails do this, and it's clearly based off of what looks to be some sort of theropod dinosaur. Which, if you know anything about theropod... Yeah, this, welcome to After Dark Rye, the smartest fucking podcast on the interwebs, damn it. If you talk about theropod dinosaurs, they use their tails as a counterbalance. That's why they're stiff, and they make up like half or sometimes more than half of the dinosaur's body, because they're used as a counterbalance so that the animal can walk around. If Walking Wake was a real creature, it would just fall flat on its face and have to crawl around, like, because it's too top heavy. I hate it. I love Suicune. It's probably my favorite of the beasts. I don't know what it did to deserve this monstrosity. It took the cutest of the beasts, the most regal and noblest of the beasts, and they made it a monster. Not happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at
a
baby that was born with two heads, three arms, and two hearts in India.
Oh, thanks. The way to bring the show down. Speaking of having too much heart, Pokemon Go, yeah, that's it. Pokemon Go introduced.
Put it in the book. Bad transition.
Mega. Hang on a second.
Mega Medicham and Bruxish. I hate this name. Debut in Pokemon Go Festival of Killers.
We just had our Bruxish episode.
Quote,
for
trainers will be
New Year's with Tyson. We took our Bruxish and we Bruxished it some, and then we shoved that Bruxish into each other's Bruxishes. And then we Bruxished all night. Yeah, I hate Bruxish. Don't care. I famously am not a fan of Medicham or Meditite. Like, especially Meditite. Medicham's not fine, whatever. But I hate Meditite so much. Mm-hmm. And catching a shiny one of those, like, as my first shiny in Scarlet... was just a slap in my face, like, you pricks. It's fine. We didn't get a chance to really talk about Hoenn Tour last episode. I speak for Gracie on this. We did not have a good time. It was a bad event. Maybe one of the worst events they've ever done. It was broken for a lot of people that I knew.
Yeah.
My mother got kicked out of a whole bunch of raids and
never got back in them.
Never got back in them for whatever reason. I experienced, like, I had to completely uninstall and reinstall the game and didn't get, like, to start playing until, like, 20 after the event started because I tried to sign in. The event started, you know, like, when, like, there's regular Pokemon and the event starts, you start clicking them on them and they disappear. And yeah. Then suddenly your phone goes, bomp, and just poops out a bunch of whatever event Pokemon are out. My game never went, bomp, and pooped them out. My game just didn't do anything.
Mm.
Couldn't get it to work, tried everything, restarting the phone, turning the app on and off, clearing cache, restarting it, just nothing. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't load. So I had to uninstall and reinstall it. And it was just, the performance was so bad the whole day. And like after a few hours of playing it, I, again, like I had to do something. I had to close the game, tried to go back into it after a little while and couldn't get back in. And it stayed that way for like another half hour before it let me back in. And I was able to play some more. I managed to walk away with 4 shinies, which is good considering I had multiple friends who didn't get a single shiny.
Did you play both days?
I played Saturday because I was so just aggravated with the event, like, and how much fun I wasn't having that I just didn't play Sunday at all.
Yeah.
Primals were supposed to be the big draw, and it's literally just Mega Evolution. Like, there was nothing different about them other than they just made the raids really hard to beat.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to that end, we lost a couple of Kyogres, which sucked.
Yeah, Kyogre was really hard compared to...
To their credit, they at least changed some of the special research. Because, I, again, multiple people didn't get through the special research like and couldn't catch a Kyogre. And they changed that to win a raid or something like that. So at least they did that. It was just bad all the way through. Just didn't have a good time whatsoever.
What were the shinies that you got?
Hang on a second. I'll tell you. I got a Volbeat, a Trapinch, Cacnea, and a shiny, tiny unknown.
Aw, you got an unknown?
Yeah, I got a... It's my second shiny unknown, but this one's tiny, so it's a tiny shiny. Which was a really cool effect because it was like, it's tiny! And then it went, ching, 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 shiny. Wow. And I'm like, oh, rad. And it's a O, I believe.
Oh,
so, I mean... Cacnea, Volbeat, Unknown, good shinies. I got tons of Trapinch from the community today.
Mm-hmm.
Played with my kid. I think he maybe got one shiny, and he got a Groudon, which being such a low level player, it's really hard to catch legendaries. I was glad he was able to at least get that. He wasn't able to get a Kyogre, but I mean, he was really proud of his Groudon.
You say he got a shiny Groudon?
He just got a regular his first Groudon, and he was very happy about that. Me and you know, of course, Groudon's been in the game forever. Like, I have, like, a dozen of them. But, really, we paid all that money for him to get the special research and one shiny. I don't even remember what the shiny was, but it's kind of a bummer. But, he had a nice time, but he didn't really, you know, he didn't know. He's 10. Doesn't know like a really good like Gotor where you catch like 15 shinies. Like hasn't had that happen to him yet. And I was really hoping to see that for him, but
like, what did you pay for?
You paid for the special research to get shiny Jirachi, I think is what it is.
Oh yeah. I didn't do that.
I did that. That's what, like I was down for that.
And I heard that was hard.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's just extremely time consuming.
Because you have to catch like 300 Pokemon or something like
300
that.
300 plus. Hang on a second, I'll tell you.
Yikes.
I fired the game up specifically just for the show here. It is 385 Pokemon from the Kanto region, 385 from Johto, and 385 from Hoenn.
That is a nightmare.
Oh yeah, I got 23 from Kanto, 35 from Johto, and 205 from Hoenn, so I'm nowhere close. That's step one. And
I can
for
be
the
evil person.
For the Gotor challenge itself, I'm still on spin 15 Pokestops. Come step four. Here. Not great.
Come here, Moel.
Cody is talking to her cat.
I can be the evil person now.
Anyway, so like I being so disenfranchised by that whole thing, I is like, you know what? I'm committed. Like, if I'm not having fun, I'm not gonna play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna be aggravated at a game. And so I put Pokemon Go down and I haven't played since. I take it back. I got on Sunday to help some friends with a raid that nobody caught. It was, I think it was another Kyogre and nobody got it, which was, you know, amazing, fantastic. Woo. After that, I haven't played until I turned the game on literally today, and it's been, what, 2 weeks?
So you missed the Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, Hitmontop
event? Sure did.
Okay.
I literally just caught a Bruxish in my house that registered it to my Pokédex and turned the game back off.
Wait, that's happening now?
Yeah, it's happening right as we speak. Yeah, I'm not into it anymore, man. Maybe there'll be a fossil event or something to pull me back in that get me to start playing. But like, if I'm not having fun, I'm not gonna play. And I felt like that event was so poor that it just severely affected my enjoyment. I take it back. I am gonna play for like community days and stuff like that, mostly because I like to take my kid out and enjoy the game. I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't take a nap today.
Pokemon Sleep is just all over this episode. Stop giving them free press.
This is my first day in like 2 weeks that I haven't taken a nap.
So real quick, we got to take a break. But first, I want to get your impressions of the event. Oh, I want to say too, Gracie also, it was like they didn't turn the Shiny's on. She didn't catch hardly jack shit.
Yeah. So my impression of the event, I used the codes to get the Regis.
And I did that as well.
I didn't have a Regirock, so that was cool. Got that. I also had never caught Deoxys, and so I caught 3 of the Deoxys forms, which was cool. I had never run into Kecleon. That was cool.
Oh, I should say I did catch like 4 Kecleons, which was something I was missing up until the event.
Yeah.
So that was an exciting part of it, but they were everywhere, so it wasn't particularly difficult.
I got a 100% Spoink, and I was very excited about that.
Nice.
I had a decent amount of people in person, so we were able to do a lot of in-person raids. We did a lot of Groudon and a lot of Kyogre, and literally my only shiny of the whole event is a Groudon.
Well, that's nice. So,
I was happy about that.
You reminded me, I did do the codes as well for the Regis, and I did get a shiny Regice.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not a great shiny. It's not a Registeel, but, you know, it's fine. I think this weekend, actually, it's already happened when this episode comes out, but Regidraco is in raids, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're going to try and do it. Showing my phone is... It messed up.
I'm not going to do it. My mom said she'd catch me once. Thanks, Mom.
Your mom's going to get you a Drago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But look, we got to take a break now. When we come back, we'll do the Pokemon of the Week.
Okay.
Gracie's not here, so one of us has to complain about the music.
I would have thought that you would have, for Gracie's sake, not played this music to celebrate her wedding. I thought you would have had wedding music.
Okay, you know what? I like that. We'll take the music away, but make a point that when she comes back, we'll be like, hey, we didn't play that song.
We didn't play music, yeah.
We didn't play that song, but here it is now because you're back.
Yeah. Saved it for her.
I need new music then. No, I got it. Don't you worry, I got it. This is staying in. After Dark Rye is brought to you by Chocolate Covered Nimbles. Baby, when you're trying to solve a world hunger crisis and your cows are farting up your atmosphere, invest in the next best thing, Chocolate Covered Nimbles. Stuff them into your craw hole, Daddy. You're going to the movies, and what is that, M&M's? Nope, it's Chocolate Covered Nimbles. Cody, we shipped you a 10-pound bag of chocolate-covered Nimbles, and you ate all of them in one sitting. How do you feel?
I'm feeling great. I feel like I could hop over an entire building right now. Like, I have the...
Jack, be nimble. Or Cody, be nimble. Cody, be quick. She jumped over that building.
That building. Because I have the raw energy of 500 nimbles coursing through my veins right now.
So much nimbleism. I don't know if I like the way that sounds. You get yours today using promo code. This show sucks.
So we need to get better promo codes.
Yeah, that's the only thing they said they had available. And we are back from our break. Wow.
I wanted to talk about the Hemon.
What a totally pre-recorded ad. They just get better and better every day.
They really do.
You wanted to talk about hitting Amon? Hitting anybody is wrong. How dare
so
you?
So there was an event a couple days ago where it was like a all-day event that you could catch, like, Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan.
As of this recording, it was last week.
Correct.
No, as of you listening to this, dear listener, it was last
Correct.
Week.
Correct.
Let me tell you about the past.
Correct. I understand that this
No,
is
it's not for out. You. It's for them.
This is coming out later than today. Mm-hmm.
Time travel.
Anyway, Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, and they were spawning, and then some Hitmontops, but all of the research that you got gave you Hitmontops. And I was just trying to complete it because reasons, but then I didn't know that they could be shiny. So I ended up getting a shiny Hitmonchan.
Nice.
And I got my closest to ever shiny Hundo. I got a shiny 98%. Hitmontop.
Oh, wow. I don't have a Shundo. So
it's the closest you're not I alone. Have to a Shundo. It's absolutely useless.
Closest. What'd you say now? It was closest to what now?
It's a 98%.
No, I know, but it what you just said sounded like a boy band name. Too close, too shiny. But
too
with the number
to
two from the 90s. Too close to touch.
Too
with
close
the number
to touch
two.
Is a band.
Too close to touch me. Oh, don't do it.
But yeah, that
my little holler at me, Nick Carter. I have a project for you.
My little Hitmontop is wearing a little purple leotard.
Fantastic.
Cute.
Is it its clothes or its skin? Nobody knows. So we do a random Pokemon every week, as decided by our patrons. Thank you so much, Cisco M, Mom Mine, Steve S, Steffi L, and Ken P for being amazing. And their choice was this week, this thing. Number 950, it's Cloth.
Cloth.
The ambush Pokemon. It is a rock type introduced in Gen 9, Scarlet and Violet. This is our second Scarlet and Violet Pokemon in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Knocking them out, man. We'll be done before we know it. It doesn't evolve into or from anything. Just a single stage crab, oh boy. The ultimate in the evolutionary change. All things come from crab. Shall return to crab.
Carcinogenesis.
Return to crab. Cloth is a crustacean Pokemon. It is primarily orange in color with a cream underbelly and pink cheeks that glow red. Stony armored carapace has a rugged texture with three roughly pentagonal shapes protruding from the top. Its eyes have stalks, which extend from the inside of its shell. And it can freely rotate these eyes to survey its surroundings, leaving no blind spots. I find that hard to believe, right? Like, it can't look through its shell. It hangs upside down from cliffs in order to ambush its prey.
It's not going to see under itself.
Right.
It doesn't have to see under itself. But it doesn't have any blind spots because it can see around itself.
Sure. Okay.
It's like, if a car, you can't ever see under the car, but you can still say it doesn't have blind spots.
But you could say that your blind spot is under the car.
No, you would just say the car doesn't have blind spots.
Like, oh no, there's a car under my car. In my blind spot. Cloth hangs upside down from cliffs, waiting for prey. But Cloth can't remain in this position for long because its blood rushes to its head. Giggity. The Pokemon lives on sheer cliffs. It sidesteps its opponent's attacks, then lunges for their weak spots with its claws.
I said carcinogenesis. It's carcinization. My bad.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to embarrass you on the show. That's why I didn't correct you.
Yeah. Carcinization, this is just a really fun aside. Carcinization is an example of convergent evolution in which a crustacean evolves into a crab-like form from a non-crab-like form. The term was introduced into evolutionary biology by L.A. Borrowdale, who described it as, quote, one of the many attempts of nature to evolve a crab.
Look. Hang on a second. I'm writing down return to crab merch.
Come from crab, return to crab.
Return to crab shirt. Gotta work on it. Along with our puss and rain boots. And crow and pantaloons.
You should have this quote on there. One of the many attempts of nature to evolve a crab. Like any crab Pokemon.
I can't sell somebody else's quote.
This guy's dead. This guy's long ass dead. 1945. That's got to be public domain.
The logo will just be a horseshoe crab. All things return to crab. I like Cloth. Ever since it was revealed, I've always been a fan of crab Pokemon. There's a simplicity to them that I enjoy. Plus, crabs are cool. Cloth is not my favorite crab. That would be probably Krabby. Because Krabby is a crab based on a crab. It's a crab Pokemon based on a real world crab, and its name has crab in it. What's not to love? Plus, Kingler just looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And Gigantamax Kingler also looks dope.
I just love Cloth's little eyeballs on its little stalks.
Crawdon's great too, and Corphish. Crabrawler. They're just all the crustacean Pokemon are. I don't think there's a bad one.
Crabrawler
is even good. Its one. Evolution is the bad one.
Oh yeah, right.
Crabominable is the worst Pokemon on the planet, like probably worse than Bruxish even. But give it to Crabrawler. He's an adorable little crab boxer boy. Those coconut crabs are cool.
What a They're scary, shiny. But cool.
They'll eat your baby.
Will they?
I guarantee you, if they could get to your baby, they would eat it.
I don't think so.
They'll eat.
Oh, a
dogs.
Shiny one is blue.
Yeah, the shiny is spectacular. Yeah, coconut crabs will eat anything that they can catch, including like pets, like cats and dogs. If they can get their claw on it, they gonna eat it alive, and it's not gonna be a pretty sight. They're vicious.
Adult coconut crabs feed primarily on fleshy fruits, nuts, seeds, and the pith of fallen trees, but they will eat carrion and other organic matter opportunistically.
Opportunistically, that's the key word there, so look out!
Thereby getting the alternative name, the robber crab.
Mm-hmm. They steal your babies from the cribs. Return to crab. Steal your baby.
Why are you just... You're perpetuating the myth that anything that is from Australia has...
They're not from Australia, are they?
They've been
How can I perpetuate the myth if I didn't know the myth?
They have been extirpated from Australia. They are vulnerable.
Was Cloth vulnerable? Because that's what we're talking about. Cloth looks delicious. Like, I don't like crab meat.
Oh, I love crab.
Personally. But he looks like he's a meaty boy, like all his legs. He doesn't have like particularly large claws, which I know a lot of people are into the claw meat, but it looks like he's a full-bodied boy. Like, you know how people like boil the whole crab or whatever, or they stuff the crab? Get a Cloth burger in there.
Yeah.
In the game, you have Cloth sticks, which I'm assuming is like the meat from his legs.
The leg meat.
Leg meat, yeah. Kind of dark. He's also one of the what do you call them? The super big ones. I've already forgotten.
Am I boring you?
No. Pokemon Sleep, it's infecting all
Pokemon
of us.
Pokemon Sleep.
Make it stop.
Pokemon Go, the
fuck
is the sleep.
Stony Cliff Titan is what I was trying to say.
Oh, so I was trying to think of a real world large crab, and I was like, we already just talked about the coconut crab.
It got to be one of the titans. So, I actually went the complete wrong way in Paldea, as we mentioned in our Patreon-only episodes, which actually are released to the public now. I went the wrong way, and I did not go to that area until, like, I was nearly finished with the main game, and I just destroyed everything.
Yeah,
that Titan stood no chance against me. It kicked its creepy eyes all the way across the continent. Cloth appears to be based on various species of crabs with hair-like bristles on their bodies, such as the horsehair crab, which has an orange-brown coloration, the velvet crab, a species found in the Mediterranean Sea, or the Chinese mitten crab, an invasive species in Europe. Did they need to say it's an invasive species in Europe? Couldn't they just say it's from China? It may also derive inspiration from rock climbing. I don't know. It seems like a stretch, right?
That's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a crab that... It's just a land-based crab. Those exist.
Well, there are... One of my friends went to Honduras and he talked about how he saw crabs in the cloud forest. In the middle of nowhere, no ocean anywhere in sight, because they're all basically on top of a freaking mountain and there's crabs up there.
Yeah, like there are crabs that don't live in the ocean. It's a real thing. Oh, it's pretty neat. I see the velvet crab inspiration. It's not the right color. Well, just the body plan in general, which I know it crab. You know what the body plan is, but the shape is there.
Carcinization.
Not all crabs are shaped the same. The Chinese mitten crab, I don't see it. Horsehair crab, yeah. Honestly, now that I look at the horsehair crab, it's that one. 100%. My favorite crab, the Yeti crab.
Then why do you hate Crabominable?
Because Crabominable could have been incredible. A Yeti crab Pokemon could have been so damn good, but we got that. Like, if you Google a Yeti crab, tell me that's not the most metal looking fucking crustacean you ever see. Like, it's covered in spikes. It's like they should have called it the Iron Maiden crab, because that's what I would have named it if I would have found it.
That is pretty dope.
Or like Free Hugs the Eye Iron Maidenness.
Free Hugs the Eye.
Come on, tell me I'm not right. That's a great name.
I'm not rewarding that.
Yeah, but you're laughing. That's my reward in itself. And
Kiwa Hirsuda. Hirsuda.
Yeah, it is. Kiwa Hirsuda is the actual
Hirsuda means like hairy in Latin.
But they might be like fine hairs, but like just based on pictures when you look at it, they look like spines. Like they look pointy.
Some of them look terrifying, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's depending on how, if they've like dried them out or not. Cause some of them look just like big fuzzy babies.
And they're like both metal and cute.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. When they're not dried out, they're super adorable. Like they're so like feathery looking.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that could have been like Crabominable could have had two forms. It could have had like cuddle mode and attack mode.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm still grumpy about Tarantula and Tarantula, however you say it. And
great Pokemon. Fantastic Pokemon.
I thought that it should have two evolutions, one of which was knitting.
And I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I'm not as upset about what's his name? Spidops. Spidops, thank you. He's based on an ogre spider, I'm not that upset about Spidops, but it's not it definitely failed to live up to the promise of Tarantula, who is an A tier bug Pokemon in my book.
It's number one on my list to get shiny. Oh, it's my cat's food is dispensing.
Any final thoughts about Cloth? You're cloughing me crazy.
I'm what?
Cody, you when you spill, clean up that cat food, make sure you use a damp cloth.
We've both been yawning so much, we both need some cloffy.
We both need some Pokemon sleep. But you know what, dear listener? Surely you're not asleep, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you have any questions for me specifically, I will also be on the next one. So
I was gonna say you'll be also on the next week's as well, filling in for Gracie while she's
stopped being in love.
I'm pretty sure when she returns to the podcast, she's still going to be in love
with the podcast,
with her husband, her then husband.
Partner.
Oh, partner.
I don't know. Probably husband. I don't know what he wants to be called. I don't know. He could cut. You know what? If he doesn't like being called husband, come on the show. You won't do it, Negley.
That's fine. We can, whatever you want to, let us know.
And to that effect, Gracie's brother, where's our rating and review? Get on that shit.
At your own pace. We appreciate you.
Now I'm just looking at pictures of crabs.
Crab people. Crab. Zoidberg is the best character. I love Zoidberg so much.
Zoidcloth.
Zoidcloth.
Imagine have you ever
Zoidberg
had,
as a Yeti Pokemon. Or Yeti.
Have you ever had pubic cloth?
What?
Crabs.
Crabs? No. Crabs.
Oh.
Have you?
No, I've never have.
It's such a weird question.
Smooth as a shaved Yeti crab. When it's dried out, it's prickly. When it's wet, it's feathery. I mean, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Did you just dox me?
You literally talked about
it. How dare you?
You talk about it all the time, about how you can't grow a beard and how it's my fault because I bring it up.
No. That was one episode of our podcast that we share together. Shameless plug. Let's Die, the His vs. Hers Guide to the Apocalypse. Hello, Survivors.
Hello, Survivors.
This is the plugs portion. Cody, tell us about your plugs. And look at this plush Yeti crab I put in the chat.
That's a really cute plush Yeti crab. My plugs. I'm on.
Whoa! Put those back. Put your shirt back down. We don't need to see your plugs. Just tell us about your stuff.
The Harvest Season, which is a podcast about farming game, well, cottagecore games. Actually, we've recently branched out.
Wait, what? Whoa, hold on. What?
Cottagecore games?
Cottagecore? Like cheese?
No.
What's a cottagecore?
So cottagecore is a genre of games that involves a bunch of different things, including simulation, RPG, farming, being out in nature. It usually has the aesthetic of nature and stuff like that. And it's usually some type of wholesome game. And so that's kind of like the type of games that we cover on the Harvest Season.
Does Clash of Clans count?
No.
What? You farm? You kind of farm resources
like
in a way?
War game.
Yeah, but you still, like... it's a village build. Anyway, check out Cody on the Harvest Season where she cheats on me repeatedly.
An idealized rural life. So, so the Harvest Season. I also was recently on an episode of It's Super Effective, the Women's Day episode, super great.
Which is a show that's immensely more popular than this one.
It is a PG version.
No. Don't even imply that it's a version of this show because we'll get, Steve will sue our balls to the wall.
I don't think Steve's gonna sue.
Our smooth, he's not gonna hear this, let's be honest, but.
My
Pokemon hero, Steve. Oh, Steve, please be on the show. Actually, It's Super Effective is where I first heard you, Cody, and hearing you talk about bugs and stuff, I'm like, me and this person would get along really well.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we're like two peas in a
metapod.
In a metapod, in a B-less Pokemon world.
In a harsh, harsh B-less Pokemon world.
Yeah.
So I'm on those, and then I am also on Let's Die Revenant.
Yeah.
The His versus Hers.
You know how to do that part. Yeah, Let's Die. As you're listening to this yesterday, the Puss in Boots episode came out featuring Clayton, friend of the show, and Nicodemus Rex.
Where we talk about the best movie ever, Puss in Boots. No, I'm no sarcasm, 100% truth. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Yeah, it was a hilarious episode. I enjoyed making it. And so you can check me out on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jaws Breakers is back, baby. We just had our season. Shit, what is it? Season 5? Season 4? Who can tell at this point? Where we watched the Meg on live on our Discord, and the episode podcast version just came out talking about the Meg. So check that out as well. Any final parting thoughts before we part? Till death.
Hasta la muerte.
Hasta la muerte. I now pronounce us man and woman Pokemon podcast co-hosts until Gracie gets back. Bye, everybody. Oh, wait. And after you get married.
You better stay married.
Dark.
And buried.
Darkrai. Darkrai will say you better stay married, Mary. I don't know. Fuck it. What?
I keep
Cody?
Distracted. The moon is full right now.
The moon is beautiful tonight. I transformed into a werewolf, and I consumed my entire family in a fit of blind, rage-induced hunger.
I'm sending you a picture of it. It's beautiful.
I've seen it. I was outside today, believe it or not. I was going to say, remind me to do Sudo Would You Rather next week.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Meow. I gotta go.
Now abandon me.
I gotta go do some laundry. I have some cloths to fold. And then I gotta change my tablecloth.
I'm clothly did you see glad where I they, met you.
Did you see where they did molecular spectrometry on the cloth of Turin?
Sorry, I'm stuck up. Spectroscopy?
I don't fucking know. I was just trying to go build off a Shroud of Turin. I'm running out of cloth-based jokes.
I don't know what the Shroud of Turin is. What is
that? That's the thing they buried, they put over Jesus' dead body. And then it like left an imprint of Jesus. Google it.
Oh.
This show is brought to you by Poddog, the one-stop shop for all your Pokemon After Dark Ride, Jawsbreakers, Let's Die, and Watchers of the Stuff needs. If you liked it, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/poddog or visit the link tree in the description for our Discord, Twitch handles, and socials. Poddog Productions, we had to keep track of all this stuff somehow. By the way, don't turn me off, I'll stop existing!